Re. An Unpopular Opinion, brought to you by COVID-19, Opinion, Airdrie CityView, January 13th. Dear Editor, I wanted to say thank you to Masha Scheel for her commentary last week. Finally, someone on your staff I feel is using logic and not pushing personal views but common sense instead. As someone who cannot get vaccinated but also can't get a doctor's note, it's very frustrating to see the hate and divide, and people forming opinions and assumptions. My whole life I have been not allowed to take certain medications and a few different vaccines. For the first time in my life, I'm being told this is the only thing on the planet I won't react to. Maybe VAERS would help show otherwise. I'm told I shouldn't get it, but that they can't tell me not to get it. That's a bit concerning. I have no level of protection, but I can't ask questions or get help. I get my groceries delivered, haven't been to a restaurant in over 2 years now. I have to live a very different lifestyle, yet I'm put into a category and people get to make me feel poorly. It's an easy decision for some people to get vaccinated, but not for all, and we shouldn't be villainized. I have many vaccinated friends who aren't respectful who have had COVID and forged tests so they could jump on a plane to Mexico. Yet I'm extremely careful and thoughtful, but I'm ostracized by society and told I'm selfish because I'm not vaccinated. Thank you for giving a voice to me. People are getting way too out of hand with the hate and divide in this pandemic. Stop blaming unvaccinated people for everything and start asking your government for other strategies or medicines. Or, ask why they spent billions on a pointless election last year when those funds could have gone to more beds and support. The easy answer is always blame the unvaccinated. Aretha Tom.